participated in the protests. The recent protests have targeted financial institutions like Citibank and BlackRock. Why them?
Well, BlackRock and Citibank are one of the biggest funders of fossil fuels. Citibank is actually the second largest fossil fuel financier in the world and has poured over $333 billion into fossil fuels, and therefore are complicit in the climate chaos that we are experiencing. Your audience know that, you know, climate chaos is not in some distant future. We are facing unprecedented heat waves and floods and fires that have killed tens of thousands of people, and it will only get worse if we do not stop the fossil fuel industry. And the only way to stop the fossil fuel industry is to stop the financing of fossil fuels. And that's why this week, hundreds of activists targeted the financiers of fossil fuels, like BlackRock, like KKR, and Citibank, and today Bank of America. These are the people who are funding the pipelines that are destroying indigenous communities and threatening our water. They are the ones who are funding petrochemical facilities in black and brown communities and causing high rates of cancer and of asthma. And they are ultimately responsible for climate change and climate chaos that is threatening our existence and are threatening, a livable future.
And could you talk about how your own relatives in Northeast Brazil are being impacted by the climate catastrophe?
So actually, this is, I think this question is meant for Alice, who is from Brazil. Dominican Republic. No worries. I'm from Dominican Republic, though. And, you know, as you know, from the Caribbean, Caribbean islands are highly threatened by climate change. We have experienced, like, you know, stronger hurricanes, you know, in the case of Puerto Rico, which was devastated by Hurricane Maria. And we are also facing unprecedented heat waves, too. And I'll take it back to Alice to talk about Brazil and how her country has been affected.
Alice, yeah. If you could respond in Brazil.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, as many of you know, of course, Brazil is really at the forefront in the battle to save our planet with having the Amazon rainforest there and indigenous communities really not only fighting for their lives, but fighting for the future of our planet in protecting the Amazon, since they're all, you know, technically considered protected lands under Brazil's constitution. So that's really the only thing that's maintaining that underdeveloped and not and decreasing the levels of deforestation now that Lula has become president. But for me personally, I'm from the northeast of Brazil, Salvador, Bahia. It's very right by the equator. It's a city that's right by the beach. And increasingly, you know, in the winters, there's rainy season. And it always rains, but now it's just become, there's so many floods. There's my father's house recently, his roof completely collapsed. And this is really the impacts of climate change. It's something that we're used to seeing rain in Brazil, but not to this degree. And of course, it impacts everyone, but particularly the folks who are on the front lines, who are poor and don't necessarily have the means to rebuild their house or to have shelter.
Finally, Renata, this comes after 75,000 people marched. The focus was President Biden. Biden and fossil fuels, the banner across the stage. Why President Biden? We have 20 seconds.
Well, Biden, you know, of course, is the president of the United States, the most powerful country, is also the biggest producer of oil and gas. And Biden can stop new fossil fuel projects right now and has chosen not to do so and has chosen actually even not to attend the climate summit and commit himself to stop.
We're going to leave it there, but we're going to continue to cover the climate actions across the week. Renata Pumarol and Alice Nascimento. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now, we're going on a little trip. My name is DJ Tony Tunes, and I hope you're prepared to go on a little journey back to the 80s you never knew. Right now, we're going to go on one little trip for just an hour. You're listening to From Here to Eternity. What you just listened to was From Here to Eternity by Jojo Moroder. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I love this time of year. It's nice, it's cool, it's generally pleasant, I'd say. It's a nice sweet spot with the weather. I'd go as far as to call these days absolutely beautiful. But if you wanted to call the day beautiful in Italian, probably call it Splendida Giornata, which is the name of the next song by Vasco Rossi. Get down.
Cosa importa se è finita? E cosa importa se ho la gola bruciata? Che conte che sia stata come una splendida giornata. Una splendida giornata, straviziata, stravissuta, senza tregua. Una splendida giornata, sempre con il cuore, gola fino a sera, finché la sera non arriverà.
schiacciare una frontiera, faresti meglio ad essere più tu, a non scaricarmi addosso il peso, dando la colpa solo malinteso.
E chiudiamo tutto con un bacio, litigare mai, che senso ha? È un malinteso questo, che ha ingannato tutti, ben compreso questo, questo amore adesso va difeso, giusto, da ogni malinteso che verrà.
L'erba del vicino un po' più verde,
questa è sacrosanta verità,
e ogni malumore che si avverte perde lo smalto sotto le coperte.
Thank you.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, a little journey through the pop and synth-drenched music of the 1980s in Europe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment we've all been waiting for, the Brit Break. Yes, for those of you unfamiliar with the Brit Break is a little segue into a British band that had some music that didn't exactly make its way over to the United States, at least by charting in the United States. Just a little, selection of the hidden gems that we have from some of our favorite British bands, and maybe some you haven't heard of before. So, what I have for you today is a selection off of the debut album by Wham. Wham being George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. They did Fantastic was their debut album. Probably the cuts that most would know off of this one, Club Tropicana, is going to be the big one. But there's one I'm going to pull for you right now. That comes right after that on the B-side, and that's going to be Nothing Looks the Same in the Light. Thank you. This is From Here to Eternity with DJ Tony Tunes. What you just heard was Nothing Looks the Same in the Light by Wham. Before that, you heard Señora America by Umberto Tozzi and Malinteso by Ricky Poveri. Now, just a couple quick messages before we get into our regularly scheduled programming again. Did you know a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble? It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control whether that ember will land, but you can control what happens before it does. With the simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like cleaning areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and making sure your local fire departments are prepared, you and your neighbors help protect your homes and community from more wildfires. Becoming fire adapted is more than just one person's job. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more tips to help protect your home and community from wildfires. Get fire adapted. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And just a couple shows that we have here on WRCT. We've got Joe's Garage. Pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage, Monday nights starting at 6 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best in some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage, Monday nights at 6 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT. And now we also have From Ipanema to the World. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles. Well, thank you for bearing with me on a couple messages right there. Up next, so I find it kind of funny that, we're hosted at CMU and CMU is known for its computer science, though I'd wager to say just about half of us don't know half of what's going on with a computer. But with that said, I wouldn't call myself much of one of these, but up next we have Computer Guy by Palmer.
Computer guy shows no emotion. Computer
Well, I may not be a computer guy, but I'm definitely a Sicilian. What you just heard was Ciao Ciao Siciliano by Tony Tabby. And up next, what we're going to be hearing is a little bit of Mine Mine with Hypnotic Tango.
Hypnotic. Thank you.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and you are listening to From Here to Eternity with DJ Tony Tunes. What you just heard before was Self Control by Ruff and Hypnotic Tango by Mine Mine. Now, unfortunately, our time together is starting to come to a close, but before we end for the day, I'm going to bring you on a little trip back to the future. Alrighty, now as we wrap up for the day, I have a couple cuts off of Lucky and Love's album Transition. We're going to start off today with Summertime Frolic, and we'll head right into that one. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you very much for tuning in to From Here to Eternity. Once again, my name's DJ Tony Tunes, and thank you for coming on this little journey back to the 80s of Europe. And with that, I bid you adieu, and I will see you all next week, Tuesday at 9 a.m.
This might be the worst radio station I've ever heard. I tuned in on Saturday night as I'm driving down to the bar, and all I hear is noise. It wasn't even really a song. There wasn't even a beat. It was all kinds of weird feedback and, like, voices, clips out of movies and stuff, and it went on for, like, 20 minutes. What the hell is that? Like, what's your format? What are you doing? And who's your audience? Like, what's your share? Honestly, awful. Eat me.
Radio Free Radio, every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.